Yeah, so we were discussing the case of Amila Shalo Bizmana. So we all know Amila Bizmana. So any day is the time. Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos. You always do Amila Bizmana with a healthy child. The Shaila is Amila Shalo Bizmana. So we explained you don't do it on, clearly you don't do it on Shabbos. And Amila Shalo Bizmana we don't do on Yantif Rishon either. And we don't do it on both days of Rosh Hashanah. I could say Yom Arichta. Yontav Sheni seems to be a machlokes rishonim, whether you could do a Mila Shalo Bizmana on Yontav Sheni. The issue being whether Yontav Sheni is based on, is it a takana drabanan, or is it a minug? So if it's a takan, if it's a minug, so Mila Shalo Bizmana is still a mitzvah daraisa. And Asay Sheyesh Bo Kare, so it'll be docha minig. You don't want to push it off. But if it's a takana drabana, we know yesh koach b'yachachamim la'akor dvar Torah, that we're not going to blow shofar on this year Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbat. So if it's takana drabana, the whole way you understand why they'll say not to do it on Yantav Sheni. If it's a minig, I kind of like the discussion they have by what's the nature of Friday night, or it's a discussion both regarding Friday, in other words, that's the Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam was asked about if we still make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. Because the Gemara talks about, according to Shmuel, of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makam Suda. So why are you making Kiddush in Shul? There's no Suda. So Bishlom, when you had Orchim living in the Shul, so that's okay. Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Orchim living in the Shul. I mean, Bizman HaZeh in the Rishonim, not certainly not Bizman HaZeh now. So that's what they asked the Rambam. During his time, no one was eating in Shul anymore. Does making Kiddush in Shul make sense anymore? So the Rambam writes, yes, well, it doesn't make sense now. He says the reason why we do it is because it was a takana. In other words, it was just a takana drabanan, or that you have to make Kiddush in Shul. So even though you don't have Orchim anymore, doesn't make, you know, unless you have a based in Gadol B'Chachma of a minyan, you can't change the minyan. And in fact, he says, and just like, and the Rambam compares it to Chazaras Hashatz. The Rambam says, he was also asked, why do we do Chazaras Hashatz anymore? If the whole reason is for Eino Baki, there are plenty of shuls which only have Bikiyam, and yet we still do Chazaras Hashatz. So that's what he writes, it's a takana. So apparently if you have a takana, so then it's stronger than just a minute. And so it comes out by Chazaras Hashatz, that seems to be a din in the whole Klal Yisrael. Kiddush Friday night was yesh v'yesh. It seemed to be a divide between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Why is it a mitzvah atuyas baretz? Is it like, why would Eretz Yisrael have to do with whether I make Kiddush in Shul Friday night? So Rav Reuven Margolis has an interesting historical explanation, because apparently they never had this minhag in Eretz Yisrael of people sleeping in shuls and the poor people coming home. It was only a minhag in Europe and Chutz La'aretz. So in Eretz Yisrael they never had the minhag, so therefore that's why they never made Kiddush. So clearly they held it wasn't a takana. If you held it was a takana, it wouldn't make a difference. But in Chutz La'aretz, you had yesh v'yesh. Some shuls did it, some shuls did not do it. And then interesting, some shuls that did do it stopped doing it recently. In fact, this is one of them. I didn't discuss why, but I'm assuming it's based on, in words, what if you assume it's a takana, so you're going to do it no matter what. If it's a minug, so what changed? COVID-19 changed the world, didn't it? So it might have changed this issue. Because if you're assuming, if you held the only reason I'm doing it because of minug, so whatever the reason, once the minug stopped, because either people shut down the shuls, and even when they opened the shuls, they didn't have food in the shuls, so they stopped making Kiddush in shul. So post-COVID, they stopped making Kiddush in shul. So that's not a topic, but that's in the Kuda here. So if you assume it's Yom Tov Sheni, it's a takana, so then it has more weight, and then you wouldn't do it on Yom Tov Sheni.
And here they used to make Kiddush Friday night before COVID?
I mean, I assume they don't do that. I haven't been at the late meeting, you tell me, have they been doing it? And in the early minyan, we don't do it. I assume they don't do it here. Which is a general shaila anyway. That has to do. If you hold this a takana, then you would do it. But that's part of the issue. So if it's just a minyan, then once we stop doing it, so that was it. So therefore, they stopped doing it here.
The second day of Yom Tov still feels like it is a takana.
Yeah. Well, I mean, strictly, it feels like you mean because we keep it, but it seems to be we go with the minig shop, but either way, not that it's a practical difference. I'm saying because we still that minig remains. According to these Rishonim. Yeah. So halacha, I assume we don't do even a mila shelo bizman on Yantav Sheni. That seems to be the practice. And then there's the shaila of it's a suffix mila bizmana. So if it's a vadai mila shelo bizmana. Again, by Yantav Sheni it's a machlokes, we assume not. By a suffix mila shelo bizmana, meaning when that might be a mila, might not be. So there are some, the Chasim Sofer discusses, some Achorim discuss, maybe it's a svek sveka, a double doubt. One doubt is maybe it is day eight. And even if it's not day eight, maybe we go with the opinion that Yantav Sheni is good. So some say out svek sveka. Again, I think the meaning might be not to do it in that case also, but that's already more of a discussion. I guess different minhagim. So the shaila was, what about a mila shelo bizman on Thursday, like we just had, that it was done here on Thursday? So why would Thursday be a problem of doing a mila? So that's what we explained, is because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that you're not supposed to take a boat ride 3 days before Shabbos. Why? Because according to the Rif, it's because of Bittu Oneg Shabbos. You'll be seasick. It takes you 3 days to recover, to get used to your new environment. So you don't want Shabbos, you'll still be sick. So therefore, you don't go on a boat ride. Again, the cruises, hopefully the cruises are different today. They tell me you don't get seasick. I don't know. And then the other reason is because it might be Goreim Chilul Shabbos. That's what the Baal HaMor writes. The concern is, again, it wasn't the boats like they are today, and therefore it wasn't uncommon where you had to go fix the boat, do malachas daraisa, violate biblical. Again, once your boat's sinking, do whatever you have to do, but you shouldn't put yourself in a situation that you know on Shabbos you're going to have to do it. So therefore, the Baal HaMor says that's what the Gemara says, and then Rabbi Notam writes, but makam mitzvah, we assume that's only for a recreational cruise, recreational trip. You're going out on your rowboat. But if it's for a dvar mitzvah, like making a living, so that's okay. So the shaila is, there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, about back in the day. Today we have, with modern technology, we have antibiotics. So back in the day in the Zman HaGemara, for safe for the health of the child, life and death issues, because of infections and other things, we had to use hot water on the child. You had to wash the child before the mila and after the mila. And, it's a sakana and nefesha. It's like it was a case of... So the kashayla was, they prepared, that they had both waters ready, and the kids are running around before the bris, and one of them kicked over a bucket of water, and now they only had enough water for before the bris, hot water, but they didn't have hot water for after the bris. So the shaila is, could I do the bris now, knowing that right after the bris, I'm going to have to heat up hot water? In theory, if it wasn't, it would be chilush. Obviously, it'd be pikuach nefesh. You'd have to. But the question is, you got to put yourself in a situation where, under normal situations, it's a malacha. But because it's pikuach nefesh, I'm allowed to do it. So that's a machlokas. The Ramban and the Baal HaMor. The Ramban writes, "Ein locha mitzvah elo l'shaisa," that we don't make cheshbonos when it comes to mitzvahs. I do what I have to. The Torah tells me on the eighth day I do a circumcision. I don't ask any questions. Okay, so if in 5 minutes, so now I have to machal, if I have to heat up hot water, it's So let it be. Let the chips fall where they may. So the Ramban would say, go ahead, do the bris milah. And if you have to heat up hot water, okay, that's got to be done. And the Baal HaMor says, no. You got to be roa es hanolad. You got to look into the future. Not 20 years from now, but at least 5 minutes from now, what's going to happen. And he says, and it's not like it may or may. Here, it's pretty sure it's a definitive thing. It's not like it may happen. Like, you know, you're going to have to do it. So he says you'd push off the bris until Sunday. So the Ramban says do it right away. We pass in like the Baal, again, we don't have the situation because we don't have the water, but in theory, we pass in like the Baal HaMor, that we would do it on Sunday. So the Shaila is, but the Shaila on the Baal HaMor is, but this is what the Gemara just said, that for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to put yourself in a situation, you're allowed to go on the boat ride, even though it might lead to Chilul Shabbos. And if Parnassah is a mitzvah, which it is, Bris Milah is certainly a mitzvah. So what is the Baal HaMor saying? What's the difference between the two cases? Why, when it comes to the boat ride, it's a no-go, even though with Var Mitzvah on the boat ride, it's a go. Yet by a Milah, which everyone agrees, it's a black, you know, Parnassah, you know, it's more, you know, do I need it for Parnassah? Do I know? What's the, you know, what one could discuss what exactly, you know, what you're doing for Parnassah, what you're not. But Milah is black and white. You have to do a Bris Milah. So why does he say to go? Why does he say to do it on Sunday? You hear the kasha?
No.
You hear the kasha? I didn't ask you to know if you have an answer. I just want to make sure you have the kasha first, because you got to be bothered by it in order to appreciate the answer.
I think I have the kasha.
Yeah, the kasha is that you just said by a boat ride of a Dvar Mitzvah, you could put yourself in a situation of Chilul Shabbos.
So why can't you? Do
so
it?
By Milah, it's certainly a mitzvah. Why can't you? So, Rav Soloveitchik, others point out there's two distinctions. One distinction is Suffolk versus Vadai. In other words, in the case of the boat ride, we don't know. I mean, the boat ride could go great. You might not have to do anything. So on a Suffolk, Gorim Chol Shabbos, we're not worried for a Dvar Mitzvah. But on a Vadai, here there's no Suffolk. I know if I do the Bris Milah, I know as if I want the kid to live, I got a Bechal Shabbos to heat up the hot water. So one difference is Vadai versus Suffolk. Another difference they point out is, when is the doubt happening? So when it comes to the boat ride, on Thursday, you're putting yourself in the situation of being Gorim Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, today, right now, on Thursday, I'm allowed to fix a boat today. I could do all these things. So on Thursday, I'm not mechuyev to worry about what's going to happen 3 days from now. But the Bris Milah case is happening on Shabbos. So right now, on Shabbos, I'm putting myself. So they want to make a distinction. When could you be Gorim Chilul Shabbos for Dvar Mitzvah if it's not on Shabbos itself? Because today, right now, I'm doing everything 100% mutter, no problem. But since today is Shabbos, and I know I can't do that, so that's the distinction they want to say in the Baal HaMor. So that could be, so they discussed the Shaila about, let's say, doctors doing like non-Shomer Shabbos residencies in terms of, are you allowed to put yourself in a situation, in other words, could I go to this residence knowing that I'm going to have to work on Shabbos? So whatever, that's a whole separate chair. But one of the issues they bring down is, so also it depends when, if you're going on Shabbos versus if you're going before Shabbos. So at the time you went, like on Friday, so there was nothing wrong with doing anything. So either way, but that's the distinction they point out. So therefore, to the Shaila is on Thursday. So therefore, based on the Baal HaMor, the Tashbesh writes, one cannot do a Milah Shalom Bizmana on Thursday. So what's going to happen? You're gonna put the child in Sakana on day three, and they might have to machal Shabbos for him. So the effort, the Tashbeis, based on the Baal HaMor, says you cannot do a Milah Shalom Bizmana on Thursday. But why am I going to take a boat 3 days before, according to the Tashbeis? That's the Gemara. So besides the reasons we gave, so the difference could be is, because the difference is when it comes to when it comes to the case of the boat ride, that I might not be able to do that mitzvah if I wait. Let's assume I got to make that big deal on Friday or whatever the deal. But by Mila, if I don't do it today, I could do it on Sunday. So that's what he would answer. But that's the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Tashbetz, and he said that, so that's the Sfardi, meaning that they would not do a Mila Shalom Bizman on Thursday because it is Baal HaMor. And the Minhag Ashkenaz we do, because we assume like the Magen Avraham, either, number one, we assume there's a difference, because this is it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so we do it. But also we assume it's not a danger anymore. That today it's, let's say it was 50-50, now it's like 99% the baby's good on, that's during the Magen Avraham's time. So you have reason, Makdima L'mitzvahs we go with, versus, you know, they're more concerned about it might be a slight chance of being Goriam Chilul Shabbos.
It'd be interesting to take this discussion to when you schedule the surgery.
We'll have to get that. That's the next. Lubavitcher Rebbe discusses it. Yeah. Could we have an elective? We'll have